B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They'll turn the lights
on. Come to my window. I'll be home soon.
Here we go. I can't make fun of it. Dig it. She's got a good band.
I didn't realize there was a longer intro to this song. I thought it just picked up with that.
You've been spoon-fed the radio edit all your life.
Radio edits, man. And I would stand inside my hell and hold. Here's your anthem singer, Melissa Etheridge. Don't know how
far I go. She's Kansas City, but born.
She's from Kansas.
Okay. Nice.
She's a Chiefs fan. She's been on the record as a Chiefs fan for a long time.
Just to reach you.
I was a big fan of this song.
I am. Yep. Absolutely.
I like the song. I like Melissa Etheridge. She's just made some strange choices in her life.
Like what?
One choice in particular.
Tell me more.
She wanted to have a child, but she's like, I want to give this kid, you know, the best base I can give him. You know, I want to make sure he's, you know, he's healthy and he's cared for. What's the best way to start a young person out in life? Let's make a kid with the genetic material of somebody who is addicted to multiple drugs and really couldn't keep it together to lead a healthy life. David Crosby, will you be the father of my child?
That's right.
Yes, I will.
Good. I forgot about that.
Good. Let's get David Crosby to be the father of the kid. I can't wrap my head around that one. Is it genetic? Maybe, maybe not. But just to be on the safe side, let's get him.
What does she pick, like Billy Lanny, like the afternoon show?
I think stout.
You want a good base, solid.
Yeah, but Billy Lanny's a solid person.
He would have that accent though.
Not prone to multiple addictions, as far as I know.
Got a nice car. Thing glides, man.
All right.
So she's doing a national anthem.
Yeah. She is.
Yep, she's done it before for a Royals game.
Now, is she going to go out there? I would.
She
did it before, she played the acoustic guitar and sing it. How do they do it? How's she going to do it?
There is a picture of her doing it once before at a Chiefs game where she just went to the mic and did not have a guitar.
Because playing the guitar in that kind of weather hurt the fingers. Yeah. It'd be rough.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early?
All right, I get it. Thank you.
Stand up, Beetle. You know, Capella's up in full tension. He actually takes his headset off.
I was trying to.
And Bob's like almost at full tension, and former Navy guy.
Pretty good.
Lon.
Sosie's going to love her.
Comes a flyover.
And
nice.
I don't care for that.
She's all right.
It's our favorite.
Rumble.
Kind of flyover they do in Kansas City. A couple of biplanes, a couple of crop dusters.
That orange stuff. Oh, that Agent Orange stuff come out of that plane again, huh? And all that stuff, killing those crops. No bugs in that stadium.
I don't think they cropped us with Agent Orange.
Whatever that orange crap is.
Only plus one in the turnover this year for the Chargers. I think
these planes.
That is badass.
Yeah, that
I think
really cool.
F-15's flying. Oh, there's two more of them.
There's two more.
This is awesome.
That's a pregame warm-up for the flyover.
Oh man, that's cool. I love fighter planes.
Everybody's like, "What's that rumbling?" People are like, "Wow, America, right there, man."
That's cool, I think. Those look like
F-18s. Flex it.
pretty cool.
You can see the Russians doing that. None of these games take place in Russia either. That's why we're here.
Vic. Stupid MiGs. Tiny things. What's Fuel you think?
They're faster and more maneuverable.
Had to get four up there.
Than the Tomcat. I learned that from Top Gun.
How'd you did you what's that thing called, the inverted nine, the where you took the picture of the Polaroid?
Because we were inverted.
Right. Inverted.
Paulie's in the truck. Paulie, awesome. You a fan of Melissa Etheridge doing the anthem?
I do. Regardless of her personal life, I think she's a hell of a musician. Well, as a matter of fact, they played one of her tunes the other day in Splitsville while you guys were doing the show.
Did they?
Which one?
Which one they played?
Yeah, they did. I forget which one it was, but I was rocking to it. I was singing along and, you know, enjoying my suds. You know, that was a good day. It was good to see you boys the other day.
It's good to see you, too.
That was a hell of a day.
Sure was.
It really was. But what I think Tom, are you guys with me?
Yeah, uh-huh. We're here.
Okay. What I think Tom Brady was saying about when he said, oh, it's okay, people think we suck and, you know, and we can't win any games. It wasn't about him. He wouldn't try to say, it's about me. I think they think I suck. You see, what he was trying to say was, people think that we suck on the road and we can't, and it gets, things get worse when we have to play on grass. Okay? This temperature, this temperature is going to slow the game down, which should be in the Patriots' advantage. It really should, because they're the team that's more experienced with the cold weather, and we'll have the ability to run the ball.
You didn't see Tyreek Hill running all over the place last Saturday?
Yeah, I did. I did. Of course I did.
The guy still flies.
He certainly does, but...
How about your buddy? How about your buddy?
What's it come down to, Paulie? Boil it down to one thing.
I go four with a spy. You got to contain him. Four with a spy.
What's that mean?
Five guys at all times and six and seven DBs in the back.
Wait a minute. You can do four with a spy.
You got 14 guys.
Yeah, now you got to get up to 13, 14 people on the field.
No. Four or five guys of that line of scrimmage.
Okay. So you're only dropping six. You're only really true nine.
You basically have to defend him like you defend Deshaun Watson. Okay? That's the same type of a quarterback. You have to defend him the same sort of a way.
All right, bud.
All right, Paulie.
See you, Paulie.
I bet this is what they're playing.
I can see Splitsville doing it.
Yeah.
It's got a Black Crow feel to it. You know?
This is her other hit. I think she had two big hits. This is the other one.
Hardy wasn't here yesterday when that thief George Harrison stole that song that we...
I heard that portion of the show, and then Jim played the mashup between the two.
Because so
I always thought it was tenuous, mashup. Too. It's like, really? He's so fine and my sweet lord. He really had to give up like all the dough from that song.
Identical. Identical.
Like, wow, that is the same song.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that until yesterday.
I don't think he got to keep a dime of that song.
Well, now I understand why.
Yeah.
I'd rather listen to My Sweet Lord, but you got to pay who's responsible for that.
Oh, not me.
The other Melissa Etheridge song,
yeah.
I Want to Come Over. You remember that one?
No, let's hear that
Jim one. Had just played that, but in the background. But
I thought that I was remember. I'm the Only.
No, before that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really remember this one.
This is good, too.
Like, hey, grab a pizza.
Here we go.
Six pack.
I've heard this before.
See, this is the yang to the yin of come to my window.
Yeah.
You come to my window, and now she said, no, I want to
come over and stand in the yard.
Right.
Right.
You come over and climb through the window.
You're the booty call through the window, but now right. I'll be the, you call me, I want to come over.
Now I'm going to your house.
Right. Go your house.
Who's she calling?
You come to my house? No, I go your house.
Who's she calling? Like the songs are always directed to somebody. Like Sweet Caroline was made about somebody. You're So Vain was made about somebody.
Oh, you're saying what?
Who did she write the song for?
I don't know. Her
about?
Wife, yeah,
who
her
was the specific person?
Who's the thrill?
Who's the specific person?
Name of the person
that
yeah.
inspired the song.
Yeah,
the
songs.
I get what you're saying.
I think she's been married to the same woman for a long time. I think they've been together for a while.
Touch you once
more. What song is this?
Come on.
Same one?
Just the most popular.
Oh, you know the words, huh?
I wanna come over.
putting up in your concert plan.
Apparently you do.
You told me you loved me.
Zoe is such a fan.
I dig her.
He's such a Melissa Etheridge fan.
It's okay to do that.
I take it all back. She was with Julie Cypher for a long time. Does that name ring a bell?
No.
But since then, she's been
freelancing?
A few different people.
Woman could sing. Woman could play.
Yeah.
Good. Big fan.
Big fan. That's the anthem. Should be a good one.
Yep, should be good. She'll do what?
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Brady takes the snap. He backs up. He screens it left for Patterson. Makes the catch, and then he toppled over. He lost his balance and fell at the 28-yard line. Quick snap to Brady. He pumps right. He's under pressure, and down he goes. Roquan Smith, the rookie from Georgia, springing into the backfield. He starts to his left, flips it to Edelman, who throws it right for Brady. Makes the catch, stumbles at the 40, and he dives close to the first down marker. 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the foot race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it. I'm a lateral. Dancing in the pocket, throwing to the end zone for Edelman. Ball's tipped, and it lands incomplete with 14 seconds to go.
All those highlights or lowlights have one thing in common. All of them took place on grass. Grass, it's the new weather, is what it is. The Patriots playing on grass this weekend. 1-4 on grass this year, as Jim has told us. I'm not reading that much into it, but there's a former player and a guy that's been on the field and was on the field in 2014. With the Patriots, who is concerned about the grass this weekend for the Patriots. That would be Gerard Mayo on the Quick Slants podcast, NBC Sports Boston. Here's what he told Tommy Curran.
Talk to me about the turf. You were starting to mention that.
Oh, the grass.
Why does it suck? And it was a big problem in 2014 for you guys, wasn't it?
It was a huge problem. We would never say it in the media and could never say it to Bill, but, I mean, the grass would just come up all the time. It would come up. I remember missing a tackle on the sideline, and I really couldn't stop. I just couldn't stop. Like it was like, you know, having tires with no tread in the ice, right? And I couldn't stop. And I come on the sideline, and Bill's like, this is after I led the league in tackles. You know, I've had multiple times, all this stuff. And Bill's like, try it. You'll never miss a tackle if you just slow down. And I'm just like, I'm like, all right, coach, thanks.
I remember, I think you saying some of it, not excuse making, but some of it was turf related.
Oh, totally. I might have said something like that.
I don't think you said it at the time. I think you've said it to me.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad.
The grass, but, you know, now they're calling for heavy snow on Saturday. The game is
Sunday night.
So will the snow, you know, will it play a factor?
Who's better? I mean, it's in their better interests, is it not?
I would think.
A nice track.
But the Patriots are known as mutters. They're known as mutters.
Known mutters.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, a lot of people say, well, if you're fast, you know, it plays into you. But it kind of like
balance.
It neutralizes. I mean, it makes it a neutral playing ground as well. So you can't cut. Having a guy just run straight ahead is not the scary part. It's the guy who's running fast and also shaking at the same time. That's the scary part.
He had a lot of Gerard had a lot of trouble out in Denver, too. Remember the game we're up 14 points and then. You get the muff punt at midfield. Those are the two backs that Osweiler had. Anderson, right? That veer play off tackle. I remember Mayo over pursuing that, sliding out, missing a tackle on it. Next thing you know, he runs it right in. I think they ended up hitting it in overtime, too. So.
By the way, there's no longer heavy snow.
And that was a snowy day.
Saturday.
Yeah. They're
not going to get the heavy snow. Yeah. So it's just going to be grass. Grass that may not be great.
Some snow on Friday and then just snow flurries on Saturday.
The Patriots practice on grass. They practiced on grass today. They have, you know, their three different fields back there that they use. And their grass is good. I don't see their grass coming up.
Yep.
They work that thing.
It's good.
You remember training camp. You remember them blowers. Keep it real clean.
Nice.
Real tight ship they run there. Kansas City? I don't know. I saw chunks of grass coming up all over the place.
Looked awful.
In that game against the Colts. The Colts had a huge issue with it. Didn't slow down Tyreek Hill. It just slowed down the Colts. So
played a game last night.
Here's the issue with it. I just think there are guys who don't have to play on it all that often in a game situation. Yeah. And Patriots don't play on it often. They play on it far less than Kansas City does. Kansas City will be completely prepared for that field. They play on it all the time.
Who won, though?
That's where I think it's a home advantage.
I quit at halftime.
It's really a home advantage. What happened?
Were you the Chiefs or the Patriots?
Played a game at Arrowhead. I took the Chiefs. I was Mahomes. My kid took the Patriots.
And Madden.
And he went to Edelman 50 times, and he hit Gronk. Gronk actually had a long touchdown. By halftime, it was like 23-6.
Gronk's better in Madden now than he is in real life.
Numbers, yeah, just indestructible in Madden. It's like Herschel Walker back on the Nintendo. Yeah, can't tackle him. Just boom, 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 bouncing off guys. Yeah.
And so he just kept throwing him.
Kept throwing Edelman. Gronk. Yeah.
Edelman. Gronk.
He's the best. Couldn't run Michelle, though.
Nothing to the backs?
Couldn't run Michelle.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't hit me with James White. I don't think he gets deep into the the spread formation.
Right, or
he's quick. If something's working, man, go.
Or substituting players.
He hits that button where he gets me on. If he gets my right personnel on the field, he'll just keep running the same play over and over, and I got to burn a timeout. 9.
Does he run hurry up?
Well, you could keep. There's a button you hit, and you go, and you can't substitute. Yeah, because
right.
I like to switch it up. I'll go nickel, dime, okay. And 3-4. But he hates that.
Mike in Florida today.
Mikey.
Mike. Yeah.
Sup,
Mike.
Hey,
quick things, and I'll try to be really quick. So, first of all, I think Brady gets penalized for being successful. He's played 38 playoff games.
By who?
7 of them have been in, what's that?
Who penalizes him?
National media and the show that comes on after you guys every day.
Wow.
He's played 38 playoff games, 7 of which have been away, and he's won 3 of those 4-7 games. In 3 of the 4 games that he lost away were Peyton Manning-led offenses with 2,000-yard wide receivers on them, one of which was in Denver with one of the greatest defenses ever assembled. Go back and look at the linebacker, D-line, and cornerback core for the 2013 Denver Broncos. It's disgusting. It's filthy. But that's beside the point. The other thing I wanted to bring up was this game coming up against the Chiefs. Honest to God, guys, I think the Chiefs are highly efficient when it comes to offense, but only if you allow them to score on big plays. If you force Mahomes to have 13, 15-play drives, the kid doesn't know what to do when you make him make decisions over and over and over again.
Make him be patient. And I think that when you get a high-flying offense and a high-productive one, and they are, it's full-throttle, fast speed. Keep it all in front of you. You don't want to give up that big play over the top or even that big play across your face like you did with Hill. You got to eliminate that. And you got to do what you did to Peyton. Drop zones. You got to fool him. You got to trick him once or twice. You did it in October. You could do it again. You know, it's one of those ones where you've got to go nickel in this game. And maybe Claiborne's not there in this game. Claiborne played 50 snaps. Really good, productive snaps against the Chargers. They don't have a sit and duck quarterback. So you're going to have to dial up some pressure. But you can't go the cover zero route again because you got a guy in Hill that could get to the middle of the field, and I don't think anybody can run with him. But then he's still got to make the accurate throw to complete it.
Holy crap.
What?
So Dan Roach on Twitter, I can't believe this is just
what?
So perfect for Jim. He's throwing the song in our face today. Jim, right again. So Roach, he's down there in Kansas City already, and he's inside the stadium today. And he put out a video on his Instagram. If you want to check it out for yourself, Roachy WBZ on Instagram. It says, view of Arrowhead Stadium from the press box, site of Sunday's AFC Championship game. And he pans.
Is this on Twitter?
From left to right on Instagram. They have ripped up the field between the hash marks, and it looks like they've resodded it.
Oh, no.
And they're missing an end zone at this hour. One of the end zones is down to dirt. There's no sod.
Well, so the league's
one of the
there.
Sidelines has been removed. Yeah. There is no sod, and they are resodding.
I'm sure the roots will take by Sunday. What is today? Thursday?
That stuff, it is like 60 and sunny, so it'll take.
That stuff is going to come up like a carpet.
Yeah.
Just make sure you remember to paint the eye when you're doing the end zone again.
Is it Chefs or Chiefs?
Chefs. Great googly moogly.
If they get it watered down enough, first they'll just freeze there. It doesn't even have to take root. Freeze the sod down to the down to the hard pan.
Why not just lay concrete and put turf down?
At this point.
Yeah. So the league
it
is probably...
It looks like this is going to be a mess.
The league
is
probably dubbed it unplayable.
So you think the league has dictated this?
Well, you don't want to move the game, so you better get that taken care of.
Get your field taken care of. Oh, I don't love that.
could benefit
it's
you.
Fun. Yeah, the end zone's Jim, completely gone.
I come in today, I'm telling you that your grass stats are silly, and what are we talking about this for? And,
oh, no, I'm not saying this is going to affect both teams.
By the end of the day, they don't even have grass in one of the end zones or sideline.
You know, like when you go out of your house and you run down your driveway and you got black ice, and how you like, you can't go like ass head over your heels, or it's going to go ass over tea kettle. You got to slow down and kind of gauge how you're going to stop. It comes to that slow, like Belichick told Mayo, slow down.
Yeah, you know who doesn't have to do that? Tyreek Hill, he weighs about 110. He's not going to stick in the ground.
Maybe he'll fall on his ass.
He doesn't hard plant. He just quick. Edelman, too. Edelman hard plants, too, sometimes. But.
Yeah.
It's the AFC title game. You're going to deal with this?
Yeah.
You're dealing with this crap?
Equalizer. I like it.
That's embarrassing.
I like it. Think it favors
City. Get rid of your grass. Everyone's getting rid of grass. Go to the turf.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Hey, that's great. Who are the chefs?
Not going anywhere for a while.
Great. Googly moogly.
Grab a Snickers.
They're going to get that guy out there painting the end zone this weekend, because right now, they're missing an end zone right now at Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, my God.
There's
the middle
no
of the field.
There. They rolled out a carpet between the hash marks. Actually, I think it's extended beyond the hash marks.
Terrible.
Ripped out the middle of the field. All
Look
of
at it.
End to end.
You can
oh, there
see it
we
on
go.
NBC Sports Boston.
Oh, my
right
God.
Now.
That field looks like garbage.
It really gives you a good view, though, of how close the stands are to the field.
Oh, the end zone.
I
right
was
on
thinking
top
the
it.
Same thing. Yeah. My God, the goalpost is like.
You have.
Watch when it pans over again.
Look at
this
bench. The bench goes right to the edge of the seats.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the old stadium here. Remember that? Just talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
He'd yell back at the guys at the stand.
You can hear him what he's saying, though. You can hear everything.
Asking him, there. Greatest line ever. How many touchdowns you throw in the parking lot today?
Yeah. Did you bring the Hibachi? Or did he? Which one? Yeah. Hit that Port-a-John out there. That's nice. Yeah. You guys got your boots on, huh? Pats.
You imagine, like, just the way Zoe talks to anybody now. Imagine him.
With a heckler.
Oh, my God.
A little wink.
So hey, on the sideline with nothing to do but give them their crap right back.
Yeah. You going to bed early? What time are you going to Burger King tomorrow? What time you got to be to work?
He was one of those guys.
You wrap the bag or you do the
Johnny
do the flip
from Burger King.
You do the flipping. Which one? Make sure they got enough buns in the back. Get them off those crates. Fill those dispensers, man. Nothing worse than having a kid there and he no ketchup. My kid gets pissed. Stop it. I didn't do that. Nicer than that.
No, you did.
I did that. Shouldn't have yelled at me. I mean, he yelled at me. I'm going to attack you. You attack me, I attack you.
That field looks so bad, though. You worried about the grass yet? Now I'm worried about the grass. Now, Jim's in my head about grass today. Now I see this video.
How many championships have you won here in the past because you had to rip up that stupid turf you used to have here?
I'm only worried about it because
it
the Patriots' biggest thing they will deal with this week is speed. It's speed. And when you have a bad track, like, oh, it's a great neutralizer. Not really. It just makes your slow guys
slower.
Even slower.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Sucks. I can't believe they're playing a game. Bad carpet field.
Yeah. Just get physical. If you're going to get beat with speed, just turn around
Travis
and get physical.
Kelsey, you're going to beat the bag out of Travis Kelsey early and often. He will turtle.
Let's
so
go.
Will Watkins. You do that to Watkins.
Watkins
same thing
soft.
Can happen there.
Watkins is soft.
Tyreek Hill, you can't even touch him. He's so fast. Hey, don't forget, coming up February 7th at Royale Boston. Patrice Bergeron and Toucher and Rich present Pucks and Paddles, the second annual ping pong tournament to benefit the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. Bid to play doubles ping pong against your favorite Bruins player, Toucher and Rich, John Wallach. I'll be there. Zoe will be there. We're all playing ping pong that day.
Yep.
Ping pong. VIP tickets, $200. That gets you access to the autograph session with the Bruins.
Ping pong. Hello, sir.
Ping pong.
Hello, sir.
General admission. $50. and get the information, but more importantly, buy your tickets.
Now you just embarrassed me in front of my friends.
98.5thesportshub.com is where you go for that. That's also where you can get our podcasts, including our interview with Kyle Van Noy today, in which he called out Max Kellerman. Called him out without even being asked a question. He just went right to it. We'll get to that coming up. Crap. But I wanted to play this. This is from a mic'd up portion of last weekend's game. So this will air tonight on NFL Network, I believe. I could double check that for you.
Might be Showtime.
Is that what it is?
I thought I saw Showtime.
Was it around the NFL?
So Showtime's on Tuesday nights, and they air all the mic'd up stuff,
okay.
A portion of it, and then the actual like sound effects or mic'd up, ooh, whatever they call it now,
mic'd
is
up.
Like the full.
What time's that?
That's on Wednesday, and then they have the Turning Point, which has more mic'd up stuff. It's all the same people mic'd up. They just use different portions for different shows.
Cool. I'm looking at the graphic. I can't tell. It's very small. If it says 8 p.m. or 6 p.m.
That's all right. It's got to be 8.
It says 6. Look at this.
6 is too early.
It doesn't make... That's a 6.
Doesn't make any sense.
Mic'd up. It's on tonight on NFL Network. But here's the setup. Joey Bosa pressuring Tom Brady. Brady gets rid of the football. Brady gives Bosa a pat on the butt. Bosa turns around and sort of gets close to Brady's face to talk to him.
Yeah, and they're like leaning in.
On the broadcast, Zoe thought Bosa was talking smack.
Well, I have had so much experience with Brady talking smack also, where he's leaning and giving it to the guy, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, here we go. And then Bosa actually takes his hand and pushes Brady back, like back to the huddle. I'm like, oh, he just took a swipe at Brady.
Here's what's going on.
Stop throwing the ball so fast, Tom. Jesus.
Hit me on the butt after the play, Brady. I'm like, stop throwing the ball so fast. He said, if you stop getting here so fast, I won't have to throw it fast. He really is ridiculous. He really is ridiculous. Just, I mean, how quick he could get rid of the ball, what he sees. Impressive.
They got football scores.
And that's him on the bench after the fact telling his teammates how great Tom Brady is. And if you watch it and you just take the sound out of it, you might think, and you would think, oh, there's Bosa. Like, he was like slapping him in the chest, like, great job, Tom.
But there's the
you're
off.
So yeah. Good.
Like, impressive.
Just so very impressive. Nice.
Stop yeah. Getting rid of it so
very
fast.
Very good player.
I'm talking about on the field, smack talk. Hey, stop throwing it so fast, Tom. Stop getting rid of the ball so quick. I would if you would stop getting to me so fast. Yeah, you're so good at your job.
I'm like, stop throwing the ball so fast. He said, if you stop getting here so fast, I won't have to throw it fast.
Did you ever think Bosa...
Did you two have a nice chat? Drive him into the ground.
God.
At this point,
this a 35
take the
to
15
7?
Yards, drive him into... Stop being enamored with him and go get him.
They're in awe of him.
Joey
Bosa. My God, could you imagine
he's
being Joey Bosa's teammate?
He's just so good. Man.
He really is ridiculous.
He's so ridiculous.
Oh, he's so good. It's such an honor to be on the same field.
Oh, I had to pick.
I'd love to be the defensive coordinator, walk by and hear him saying that.
Oh, Gus Bradley?
Yeah.
That fool?
He's
that
a good true. Coach. Coach, you're right. Coach, remember when you said to Coach Belichick that thank you for everything and how much
yes,
you
that's where he gets
he inspire,
it from.
How much
he gets it from Gus
you.
Bradley, who went up to Bill.
Next time you talk to him, could you tell him I said thank you, too? And he's
how did I forget that? Gus Bradley, his defensive coordinator, once went to Bill right before the Jaguars played the Patriots.
You inspire
like,
me, Coach.
I just want to let you know.
I love you. Thank
I'm
you.
A big fan. You Bill, really inspire me.
You really inspire me. Everything you do, it makes me be better.
Oh, my God.
Hit me on the butt after the play, Brady.
Brady touched me.
Here, Bosa, mic'd up in the fourth quarter. Hey, Tom, remember that one time when we were still in this game and you touched my butt?
Told me how good I was.
That was awesome.
I'm not going to get a shower because I'm not going to wash my right cheek. Tom Brady touched
me. He really is ridiculous.
He's ridiculous.
He's got a little Burt Breer in him.
Stupendous.
That voice.
Yeah.
That Lincoln Sudbury draw.
Impressive. You would think like Bosa, that edge guy. His eyes are bulging out from Ohio State. He's all amped up coming off the end. He's like, yeah, let's go. Chris Long type. No, I'm really laid back. And he's an awesome player. Touched me. Sounds like he really is calling like a palm, palm.
Tom makes a good point. That's Ohio State guy talking about a Michigan guy.
Wow, even better. Well, how about his teammate? He says he's just so ridiculous. His ability? No, not his ability. Something else. What kind of dumb question was that? His ability?
Damn, we're getting our ass kicked out.
And then
out
he says,
there.
"No, no, just like
what's the score?
His ability?
No, it's the way he looks at you when he told me that we were getting there too fast. It's impressive.
He's just
we're getting killed, guys.
Yeah, but I talked to Brady. I almost touched him. I wonder if it'll count as a hurry.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Time for today's takeaways brought to you by Wake and 180 Weight Loss. No gimmicks, no supplements, and no long hours at the gym. If losing weight is your New Year's resolution, choose the proven long-term solution for weight loss. Wake and 180 Weight Loss. Jesus.
Ow.
So why don't you lead us off? Take it away.
Oh, yeah. So you guys always think that I'm not into these Brad Stevens interviews, which I am. I have a great question for Coach at the beginning, and he adds a little information on Baines. And, of course, Mark Bertrand follows up about four questions later when hosts aren't listening.
And now, how to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
We're going to be fully healthy, it looks like. It looks like we'll have both Smart and Baines available tonight. I don't know if Baines will be limited minutes wise. I haven't gotten that report yet today.
Yesterday, Aaron Baines, what's the latest on him? I know he's been upgraded to questionable.
This has been How to Tell When the Hosts Aren't Listening.
That was a good one.
That's about as perfect as it gets for that.
Well, as perfect as that is.
I know you told me about Baines, but what's the deal with Baines?
I don't know if you remember this. Another time we had Brad Stevens on the air, Zolak had the first question.
He typically does.
And it happened to be...
I was going to do it again today, and I didn't think he was going to be in a ball-breaking mood.
It happened to be before a big Patriots game. Guess who the Celtics were playing that night?
Oh, Toronto?
Toronto. So let's take a trip back in time to perhaps the greatest first question of a head coach ever in the history, in the near 10-year history of 98.5 The Sports Hub. We give you this Scott Zolak, Brad Stevens classic.
Celtics head coach Brad Stevens. Hey, Brad, how's it going?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Doing good. Getting ready for the AFC Championship game here. You know?
Yep. Good.
Rack them up.
Celtics.
How you doing? We got to get you good. We got to get you guys going here.
That was a bad day.
Yeah. Man. We're getting ready for a game in Toronto tonight.
Deja vu. How we doing that game, Jim?
Well, they're home against
that
Toronto,
clip sounds so. Worse every time we go back and listen to it.
Shut up. How we doing that game?
We got to get you guys there. You should win some.
Yeah, I forgot about that part. Yeah, we got to get you going.
Yeah.
Rack them up.
Rack them up.
Rack what?
Rack and lamb, yeah. Right, Coach?
Rack it up.
Rack them up.
Celtics,
how you doing? We got to get you good. We got to get you guys going here.
That was almost a how you doing. That was almost like you're doing your...
How you doing? How you doing?
Your Shawshank voice there a little bit.
Oh, a little, yeah.
How you doing?
You had a cold, it sounded like.
Andy.
I did, yeah.
And I was about to cut you off and start talking Celtics there, and then you go with the how you doing again. Celtics getting...
How you doing? We got to get you good. We got to get you guys going here.
Guys,
that's a long time ago.
Yeah, we're getting ready for a game in Toronto tonight.
Yeah, we don't give a flying bleep about your football game.
Yeah.
Here's Kyle Van Noy earlier today on the show. He was welcomed into the show and said the KVN show can now begin.
I want to start this show off with, you know, Mr. Scott Zolak with his little tweet at Max Kellerman.
You like that, didn't you? God, he can't throw it in the windows. Can't throw it in the. Did he come after me?
No, he didn't. I'm just saying you went after him. I like it.
Good.
I respect that. I just wanted to commend you for that.
Thank you.
So there's an awareness of what Max Kellerman's been saying then in the Patriots locker room.
Beating the dead drum that it hasn't worked.
Well, maybe since everybody says we need to stick to football, he needs to stick to his boxing, whatever he does. You know what I mean? His commentating.
There it is.
Beating a dead drum.
We will stick to the football. You stick to your boxing commentating.
You said beating a dead drum.
I'm going to beat a dead Hardy in about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Beat a dead horse.
Big dead drum
beater. You think I'm with these PETA people outside? PETA people.
Yeah, what are you supposed to say now instead of beating a dead horse? Isn't there a protocol for that?
I think you'd say beat a dead horse because it really doesn't affect the horse.
I mean, the horse is dead, right?
Beat the hell out of it.
If you didn't kill the horse, it's not really your fault.
Beat a dead man. Beat the dead drum. That oh god, beat a dead cat. Beat something. Dead drum.
I believe the PETA suggestion was feeding a fed horse.
Yeah, how about I feed a horse? Yes. So a horse chokes to death.
Yes. Don't beat a dead horse.
Be careful what you're beating. You know. You know, you'd be beating a lot of things there.
All right, that's it, dudes.
Hey, we're at Warrior tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We're at Warrior. We'll talk some Hoggy. We'll have Billy Jaffe join us on the phone. Talk to Tory Krug, I assume. All that's happening tomorrow. But of course,
we're back at Warrior tomorrow.
Plenty more on the football game happening Sunday. And plenty more on that with Felger and Maz next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.